Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. I'm Redbone Mike Crace. We're joined by Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in Mammoth Spring to give you some very useful information. And Dr. Cochran, what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to give it a go. I have talked about this before, about a year ago, in fact, and I want to talk about it again. It bears revisiting. I would say anecdotally, this time of year, especially February, I write for more antidepressant medicines for our patients than any other time of the year. And there's a good reason for that. We have a subset of depressive diseases that we call seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, as it turns out. And there's a reason why people get the winter blues, Mike, and it's a real medical issue. It's not something you just snap out of, but it all goes back to us humans being diurnal animals. You know what diurnal means, Mike?
I really have no idea.
Okay, well, it's exactly the opposite of nocturnal. It means that you're up and about in the daytime.
You're a daytime creature.
You're a daytime critter, and we're daytime critters. And so in the wintertime, we spend more time inside, and the days are shorter. And our brain actually gets some chemical damage or some neurochemical problems related to those diurnal changes. We see this problem worse in folks like respiratory therapists who work all night long and don't ever see the sun. The shift workers are notoriously more sick people than people who work in the daytime and sleep at night. And so in the wintertime, we're all subjected to that lower sunlight exposure, and it makes us a sicker person overall. And so if a person is predisposed to clinical depression, which is a neurochemical problem in the brain, that can get quite a bit worse. If they have a problem with, say, bipolar or mania or manic episodes, that can get worse in the wintertime too. The treatment is a little bit different. We do treat people with seasonal affective disorder with antidepressants a lot. That helps to raise that neurochemical, especially serotonin in the brain and dopamine in the brain to make us feel normal again. And so, but actually what we would recommend for people that seem to have the winter blues is to make a significant effort to go out. And like yesterday, I walked around the park in the bright sunshine and I can't say that I did definitely feel better that day. It's important to get exposure even on cloudy days, to get outside and get some exposure to the sun if you can. Now, what are the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder? Well, they're quite similar to the ones that we see in people with clinical depression. You know, depression indicates maybe sadness, and you know, the acronym is SAD, and so we think about sadness and depression a lot, but honestly, there's a lot more that goes into clinical depression and seasonal affective disorder than a mood issue. It can be people that are typically apathetic, meaning they don't feel like doing what they like to do for fun. They have social isolation where they just stay home all the time and not visit with friends and family. Their sleep patterns may be disturbed where they wake up in the night and can't go back to sleep. And obviously there's emotional incontinence that we see where they cry for things that they wouldn't normally cry about, or they're angrier than they typically are. And in our elderly population, depression and seasonal affective disorder can actually imitate cognitive decline. And so we'll have a lot of folks coming in the winter with their grandma and saying, grandma's just not remembering things. And we get to talking to grandma. She doesn't go out and do anything anymore. She doesn't even go to church. She doesn't go to the beauty shop once a week like she used to. We try a little therapy for her depressive issues or her seasonal affective disorder. And sure enough, grandma starts to get better and starts to become herself again. We see that pretty frequently.
Now, is this something, and we're talking about something that, you know, affects people mentally, is this something that can then lead to physical illness?
Anytime you put anybody under a mental stressor, Mike, be it something like an acute problem, like a trauma, a torture, a bad thing, a kidnapping, something horrible like that, or something more subtle and long-term, physical problems are there. You know, they did a study when I was a resident where they took people that had a heart attack or that needed a bypass, big surgery, and they made sure everybody didn't have clinical depression going into the bypass. And after the bypass, they put half the people on an antidepressant and half the people on a sugar pill. The sugar pill group actually had more physical problems after their bypass, like infections and strokes and heart attacks and wound failure, and it's just, it makes you physically ill to have these problems. And so that's why it's more important for us to get this message out there, that if you're dealing with a mood disorder like seasonal affective disorder, that you approach it in just like you would any other medical problem, because it can affect you definitely in a negative way physically.
Yeah. And are there different levels?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some people are absolutely debilitated by, they can't leave the house. They just sleep all the time or cry all the time. And unfortunately, the ultimate end of any clinical depression or any seasonal affective disorder is if someone takes their own life. And we want to definitely get ahead of that long before it gets that bad.
All right. Very interesting.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Dr. Cochran.
Just know that there's nothing to be ashamed about. There's no reason to just sit in your house and stare at the wall all wintertime. Come see us and we can help you.
All right. Very good, folks. That's another edition of Health Matters, our weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic at Mammoth Spring. And remember, if you missed part of this program, we now have it available on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Be sure and join us again next Wednesday morning for Health Matters.